I walk in and I'm greeted by dogs on leashes as they walk outside to play, but not for too long. Tracy Rorick, manager of Little Rock Animal Services, is quick to point out that at this time of year, dogs and cats should not spend too much time outside because, like people, they can be affected by low temperatures and
hypothermia. They can actually freeze to death. That's a big concern. If we see a situation with a dog that is out in this bitter cold, especially at night, we will take the dog and bring it here and get it warm and bring it in.
And getting pets indoors and warmed up isn't just about comfort. Leaving your pet outside is considered animal abuse in Little Rock.
Under city ordinance, we will charge them with animal cruelty and take them to court.
Rorick says the shelter has had to do this on several occasions this year and takes the animals into custody until after the court hearing. They offer owners the chance to reclaim their pets or put them up for adoption. Rorick wants people to treat their animals as part of the family.
Let them, you know, share the warmth. There's nothing better than sitting and watching a movie on a cold night with your dog or cat beside you.
For more information on what to do if you see a dog or cat out in the cold, visit KUAR.org. Maggie Carroll, KUAR News.